Hi, Matt. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a map of the Natural History Museum.
Why? Are you going there?
Yes, there is a spider exhibit.
Interesting. Where is the exhibit?
I don't know. So I'm looking at the map. Oh, here it is.
I see it. It's in the north part of the museum.
I have another question for you.
What?
Do you go to Nelson's department store very often?
No, why?
I need a new hat. Do they have a hat department?
I think so. It's by the south door of the store. Or maybe it's by the east door.
It's okay. I can look at a map at the store.
There are all kinds of maps. There are maps of department stores. Where is the shoe department? Is it in the north, south, east, or west part of the store? Look at a map. It can tell you. There are maps of museums, too. You can find exhibits with them. There are maps of cities, states, and countries, too. Maps are very useful. They help you find places.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and today will be very useful.
Of course it will. Friends, I'm Pauline, and I always enjoy learning with you. Today's topic is how to.
And today's title is Maps and Directions. Well, this will be a great topic to talk about today.
Peter, I can help teach English, but directions, I can't really help you there. I get lost all the time.
So this lesson will be helpful for you too.
Well, yes. Although getting lost can also be fun now that I think about it. I have found good restaurants and met interesting people when I turned left on a street when I should have turned right.
Oh, hey, that's a good attitude. Well, we can talk about maps too today. They are very helpful.
Yes, and there are all kinds of maps. So directions, maps, and English. Our friends will help us out with their conversation, and we'll teach from what they say.
When I think about maps, I always think about a road trip, driving in my car. You need to bring a map then.
That's right. You don't want to get onto the wrong road. Sometimes it takes a long time before you can turn back around. Believe me, I know.
Well, usually the person on the right side of the car will be telling you directions. They're looking at a map while you're driving in this new place.
Of course, now a lot of times we have maps on our phones and they will even speak to us and tell us where to go. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, friends, let's get started. Here's Christina with today's keywords.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是地图。 Matt 说他想到自然历史博物馆去，所以他在查看地图。地图就是 map. Matt is looking at a map. Matt 还想到百货公司去买帽子。Matt wants to go to Nelson's department store. 百货公司就是 department store. 看地图的时候要会分辨方向，比如说博物馆有一个展览区是在博物馆的北区。 It's in the north part of the museum. 形容词 north 就是北方的。而 Matt 想买帽子，帽子区好像是在百货公司南边的门旁边。It's by the south door of the store. 形容词 south 就是南边的。Alex 想想，好像不对，帽子区应该是在东边的门旁边。Maybe it's by the east door. 形容词 east 就是
Hi, Matt. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a map of the Natural History Museum.
Why? Are you going there?
Yes, there is a spider exhibit.
Interesting. Where is the exhibit?
I don't know. So I'm looking at the map. Oh, here it is.
I see it. It's in the north part of the museum.
Hi, Pauline. What are you looking at?
Nothing. That's kind of a weird question, Peter.
Well, Alex says that question. Do you think Alex is weird?
Peter, that is not the point. Let's say you are reading a book or a magazine, or you are looking at your phone. Then I could ask the question, what are you looking at?
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't just ask it for any reason. But Matt is looking at something. What is Matt looking at?
He is looking at a map. That is helpful. A map shows where everything is for a place. Well, maps are helpful if you know where you are and where you want to go.
Oh, that is very true. You can even be lost when you have a map. So you must look around and see things that are around you, then find them on the map. Maybe the name of a road or the nearest restaurant.
Right. Then you know where you are, and you can look at the map to see which way to go. But where are we?
The Natural History Museum.
What? No, we are at the studio, Peter.
Oh, right. Matt is looking at a map of the Natural History Museum.
Oh, I love museums about science. Is Matt going there?
Yes, but there are tons of spiders there.
What? Ugh, I don't know. I never thought a Natural History Museum would have animals, especially spiders.
Oh, they are not alive. You can go to the zoo for animals that are alive. These spiders are dead. So that is why Matt wants to go there. There is a spider exhibit.
And there is a Rebecca, right in time to use it with us.
Hey, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's Use It tip. In today's Use It, you are going to learn how to use the phrase, there is a or an. For example, there is a good coffee shop here. Well, here is another example. There is an extra chair. Friends, this is very important, so make sure that you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Pauline, I know that you are afraid of insects and bugs.
Sure.
But you also think they are very interesting.
Yes.
So if the spiders are dead, you will go to the exhibit?
Sure. I would love to go. It sounds interesting. Where is the exhibit?
Well, that is the whole reason Matt is looking at the map. He is looking, looking, and then he finds it. There it is.
Yes, it's in the north part of the museum. And I found something else. It's Christina, here to teach us more about that sentence.
这次的展览是在博物馆的北区. It's in the north part of the museum. 名词 part 就是部分. 你可以说 most parks are in the north part of the city. 大部分的公园都在这个城市的北部, 或者 the best beach is in the north part of the island. 最棒的海滩就是在这座岛的北部. 但是如果换一个说法, A is north of B, 表示A在B的北边. 比如说, the park is north of the museum, 表示公园在博物馆以北. My home is north of our school. 我家在我们学校北边.
Thanks for the help, Christina. Well, I think today is very helpful, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll be back right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about maps, and there are four very important direction words you need to know when we talk about maps.
All right. They are north, south, east, and west. In America, or the United States, I should say, Canada is north of the United States, and Mexico is south. And then there is the East Coast, that would be where New York is, and the West Coast, that's California.
Very good lesson. Well, let's keep learning with our next conversation.
I have another question for you.
What?
Do you go to Nelson's department store very often?
No. Why?
I need a new hat. Do they have a hat department?
I think so. It's by the south door of the store. Or maybe it's by the east door.
It's okay. I can look at a map at the store.
Matt has another question. Let's talk about this word another for a second.
Okay. There has to be a first of something before you can have another. I ate a sandwich, and now I want another sandwich.
Great. I have another sentence to practice.
So what is it?
That was it, Peter. I have another sentence to practice it. You gave a sentence, then I gave another one.
Oh, very good, Pauline. Okay, friends, try practicing at home.
Hey, Peter, I have a question for you.
What?
Do you think asking only the question word, what, can be a little rude sometimes?
Well, maybe in a conversation, if we know each other, it's okay. Or sometimes the tone. If I say, what, then that can be very rude.
Okay, so you could say, what is it that you need, or how can I help, if you want to be very polite?
Yes, that's true. So Matt wants to know about Nelson's department store. We learned about the word department earlier this month. In a supermarket, there are different departments, meat, produce, and so on.
But at a department store, there are different, well, departments. Most of them are clothes, like one department is just for women's clothes. Another department is just for baby clothes and, well, lots.
What Pauline is trying to say is that there are many, many departments in the store. You can get anything there.
Can you get a new hat?
Sure. Do you need a new hat?
I need a new hat.
So then why didn't you say so earlier?
Peter, I need a new hat. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I need a new hat.
I need a new hat.
我需要一顶新帽子。
I need a new hat.
But you already have a hat.
I need a new hat.
But I like your old hat.
I need a new hat.
Where is your old hat? Did you lose it?
No, you're sitting on it.
Oh, you need a new hat.
I need a new hat.
I need a new hat.
我需要一顶新帽子。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So Matt asks if there's a hat department.
Alex doesn't know for sure, but he is pretty sure there is a hat department. That's why he says, I think so. He thinks there is one, but he's not sure. He could be wrong.
So it's by the south door of the store, or maybe it's by the east door?
Let's go to Christina to clear this up a little bit more.
Alex 说帽子区是在南边的门旁边。It's by the south door of the store. 接系词 by 就是在什么旁边的意思。我们来练习一下造句。Her seat is by the window. 她的座位在窗户旁边。Our table is by the door. 我们的桌子在门旁边。还有 She lives by the river. 她住在河边。You can stand by the red car. 你可以站在红色车子旁边。这些都是介系词 by 的用法。
So when we talked about the supermarket earlier this month, we asked, do you ever get lost? Well, Peter, what about a department store?
I think department stores are even bigger than supermarkets. So yes, I always get lost in there.
I always make sure the person I'm with has their cell phone so we can call each other if we can't find one another.
Well, today was very helpful. Friends, let's review. Let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Map. Map. Find the city on the map.
Department store. Department store. You can buy shoes at a department store.
North. North. The north wind feels cold.
South. South. We live in the south area.
East. East. Enter through the east door.Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Hi, Matt. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a map of the Natural History Museum.
Why? Are you going there?
Yes, there is a spider exhibit.
Interesting.Where is the exhibit?
I don't know. So I'm looking at the map. Oh, here it is.
I see it. It's in the north part of the museum.
I have another question for you.
What?
Do you go to Nelson's department store very often?
No, why?
I need a new hat. Do they have a hat department?
I think so. It's by the south door of the store. Or maybe it's by the east door.
It's okay. I can look at a map at the store.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm looking at a map.
Oh.Are you looking for a country? Italy, France, America?
No.
Are you looking for a famous city? Like Rome, Paris, or New York?
No. I'm looking for the toy department.
The toy department?
Yes.
What kind of map is that?
It's a map of the department store.
Oh, right.There are all kinds of maps.
Yes, museums have maps too, so you can find the exhibit.
But you want to find the toy department.
Yes, now is it north, south, east or west?
I don't know. Let's look at the map. Here, let me help you.
Oh, there it is! I love toys.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about directions, and here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Nan West.
Hello Rob.
Hello Nan, thanks for being on our show. We have an interesting question today from Carrie Wee of Brooklyn, New York. Carrie writes, A map has four main directions: north, south, east, and west. I am wondering, what do we call the directions in between these four directions?
Great question, Carrie. You're right. There are four main directions on a map.
Yes. North is usually at the top of the map. South is usually at the bottom of the map.
If north is at the top, then west will be on the left side of the map, and east will be on the right.
Yes, but what about the directions in between?
Well, just like there are four main directions, there are also four directions in between. We describe them by putting two of the directions together.
Right. So if north is at the top of the map, what do we call the direction to the top left corner of the map?
Okay, so, well, up and to the left is northwest.
Does that mean the top right corner is northeast?
Very good, yes. Then the bottom two corners of the map are southwest and southeast.
I see. So we always say north or south, and then east or west.
That's right. This is different than in Chinese. In Chinese, you will say east or west, and then north or south.
Interesting. Thanks for your help, Nan. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. And you know, the department store is great to buy formal clothes.
Oh, that's true. If you want something fancy, you can go to the department store and find something fancy to wear.
That's where I bought my suit and shoes to match my suit, and then a tie as well. Oh. And they were all in different areas of the department store.
Very nice. So you maybe used a map of the store to know where to go, huh?
Well, I was tall enough to look around.
I would say you can also usually ask an employee. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning with us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.